is up? It's The Rant. My name is Jeff Rackle, but it is Tuesday, October 19th. Week 7 begins today. Yeah, it's that weird Tuesday to Monday schedule that we run on here for football purposes. But game on week 7, game on lots of buys, game on lots of opportunity. Things are changing in fantasy football. There's no doubt about it. You might have observed that as well with some of your leagues. The bye weeks definitely throw a wrench into the system, and especially this week here. So we're going to dive into it today. Of course, we will also give you, and by we, I mean me, the recommendations for team defense streamers, the defenses I'm holding, if I have some hold and cut options as well. But let's get right into it today. At the top of my list, I took a peek, and Elijah Mitchell is out there in roughly a third of leagues. Now, remember, on this show, I do cast a wide net, but he is number one in my waiver wire rankings here for week 7. I'm going upwards of 35%. With the way that running back is, I know people aren't overly confident in Elijah Mitchell, but running back has been brutal this season. Absolutely brutal. So I'm going 35%, and no, I do not expect Jeff Wilson back anytime soon. Michael Carter, 35% as well. He is widely available. I think both of these were prime examples of people sorting by projected points last week and not picking up guys who were on bye, pretty much, plain and simple. Both of those guys are ahead of any streamer options, any replacement options at the position. Number three on my list, I am going Khalil Herbert at 25%. Now, keep in mind, once David Montgomery comes back, Khalil Herbert slides back into, you know, deep handcuff territory. But I don't think that happens until after the Bears' bye week, which means 3 more weeks. At this point, if you can get 3 weeks of a rental out of a running back, that is worth upwards of a quarter of your initial fab budget. So 25% here. I like what I saw this past week. That was a tough game for the Bears. The Bears hung in there, and Herbert ran well. He's a better early down runner than Damian Williams is. Damian Williams is a better pass catcher, of course. Williams will be back in the mix, but who's to say that Herbert doesn't just dominate the early down work yet again? And any goal line work that they get would be his potentially there, so I'm going after him. Number four on my list, Jerry Jeudy, 20%. Jeudy is not, it doesn't look likely he's going to be back on the field this week, but he could be back next week. And, well, if that is the case, then Jerry Jeudy slides up into, you know, basically fringe wide receiver three territory. There's some things going on there. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater, is he really the answer quarterback? Yeah. Not necessarily, and neither is Drew Locke. So, tough situation. But still, there's going to be value to Jerry Jeudy. All right, D'Ernest Johnson at 5. Dimitri Felton is not a running back. I have no idea what happened, why people went nuts. Somebody was trying to tell me in the FTN Discord that it was like Adam Schefter had mentioned Dimitri Felton. Felton is an undersized weapon, I guess is what you would call him. At UCLA, that's pretty much what he did, and people were adding him left and right. I had people even tell me they started him this past week. With Kareem Hunt likely heading to injured reserve, I don't have any news that he's on injured reserve yet, but likely heading to injured reserve with Nick Chubb still banged up, D'Ernest Johnson is going to get the work. Now, I'm not going overboard here, though. I know some people might say, spend all your fab! I'm going 15%. Why? Because I think he's only a one-week rental. Now, 1 week is worth 10 to 15% at this point because we have 6 teams on bye. We have running back decimated. It's worth it to get that starting spot, but I wouldn't go too overboard here. Sterling Shepard, 15%, coming off of a very strong outing with Kadarius Toney banged up as well. Shepard's going to continue to see volume in this Giants offense. Now, the Giants offense is not awe-inspiring by any means, but volume's volume as far as I'm concerned. So Shepard is out there, surprisingly enough. I had to do a double take on that one. Henry Ruggs, 15%. He's got this upside, man, and as long as Derek Carr takes shots downfield, Henry Ruggs is going to continue to have value. Zach Ertz, not somebody I thought I'd be talking about this week, but the trade changed his fantasy outlook. He, of course, goes to Arizona. I'm going 10% on him. Tight end is a brutal position. He's widely available still, even after last week when people picked him up to replace Dallas Goedert. By the way, Dallas Goedert, value on the rise, obviously, as well. He's not available, though. So Ertz, 10%. Now, there are a lot of mouths to feed, but we saw Max Williams doing a reasonably good job at the beginning of the season before the injury, and Ertz is a more talented receiver. Now, he's not a dynamic weapon, but, man, if he can fill the gaps where the targets aren't going right now, he could be okay. He could be okay. Hashtag analysis. Jarvis Landry looks like he will be off of injured reserve and back in the mix. 10% on him, just not a high ceiling on Jarvis. Rashad Penny, 8%. Chris Carson is banged up. We don't know when he's going to return. You know, we know he's on injured reserve. We don't know when he's going to return. We have Alex Collins banged up. So, opportunity knocks, Rashad Penny. If he's out there, I'm going 8%. I might be overspending here, but you know what? 8%. Screw it. I'll overspend. Derek Carr, 7%. If you need a streamer, he is the top streamer of the week. I don't love Derek Carr, but this week, I mean, it's hard to not like him with all these guys on bye. And the state of the position. Ramondre Stevenson, 7%. I do think we're going to see him more in the passing game, which is surprising, and that's not where I thought we would see him. But it looks like he kind of leapfrogged Brandon Bolden, and he can get some goal line carries as he showed last week, but I'm not going overboard with him. Mecole Hardman, still widely available, going 5% on him with his upside. And Marquez Callaway, last week, not picked up, still worth it. He's still the number one in that offense, and we don't know when Michael Thomas is going to return. All right. Quick break, and then I'm going to talk about a player that you love. Okay, so I teased it, and I may be teasing you, the listener, but a player who you love, well, it seems like everybody loves Rashad Bateman. And fortunately enough, it does appear like John Harbaugh loves Rashad Bateman, or the coaching staff, I guess. Loves Rashad Bateman because he gets out on the field and he immediately plays 45 snaps. He was running as the number two receiver. Now, this was without Sammy Watkins on the field, but Sammy is one to get hurt. So just keep that in mind. But Rashad Bateman, I'm going to go 5% on him. Had four targets, only 29 receiving yards, but still encouraging. Ricky Seals-Jones, 5%. If you need a tight end, as long as Logan Thomas is out, Seals-Jones is producing. Jamichael Hasty, 5%. Jamichael Hasty is going to be back here in the mix, and they moved on from Jacques Patrick, so Hasty has some value. DJ Dallas, 5%. Again, we don't know how long Chris Carson's going to be out. Rashad Penny looks like he'll be back in the mix. Alex Collins is banged up, and DJ Dallas handled some of the passing down work this past week. Tyrod Taylor, 5%. Looks like he could be back soon, maybe this week. Ryan Fitzpatrick, same thing, 5%. If they're available in two quarterback leagues, we spend a bunch more. I'm talking upwards of 15, 20%. But in one quarterback leagues, those two will have some value. Donovan Peoples-Jones, 3%. Not reading into last week too much, but still like the upside, especially in deeper leagues. The volume won't necessarily be there when you get Jarvis back in the mix, but still worth stashing on benches. We talked about him a bunch this season. Jameis and Tua, 3%. You need a streamer this week. They both have upside. They both have downside, but you could do worse. Jared Patterson, 3%. If you're going to cuff in that backfield, I mean, McKissick's role doesn't change. He's going to have value when they're playing from behind, but he's not an early down runner. Perhaps that is Jared Patterson. I'm going to toss him onto some benches. Le'Veon Bell and Devonta Freeman, 3%. Both of these guys scored a touchdown this past week. Neither one was particularly impressive, but with Latavius Murray banged up, there's more opportunity there as well, and they would figure to be the lead backs. Case Keenum, 3%. Could he play this week? Potentially, and if he plays, he's going to have value with Baker banged up. Justin Fields, 2%. Trey Lance, 2%. I'm going to keep tossing them on benches as people keep dropping them. Tyson Williams, 2%. Yes, he's a talented runner, but there are a lot of deficiencies to his game, and we've seen the team lean on veterans instead of him. But still, there's some value with Latavius Murray banged up. Geno Smith, 1%. One quarterback league, probably not. Two quarterback league, yeah, he should be rostered. Mo Alie-Cox, Pat Freiermuth, O.J. Howard, all 1%. desperation tight end plays. All right, players I'm holding Justin Fields, as I just mentioned, I'm picking him up. Myles Gaskin, I think you just kind of have to hold him at this point because we know exactly what he is. In games where they're winning, he's not going to be a factor. In games where they're losing, he is. Latavius Murray, I'm actually going to hold him for now because I do think this is only a two-week absence. Remember, I'm on bye next week, week 8. So he'll be still likely the lead back when he comes back. And really, I don't think we're in a position where we could just haphazardly cut running backs unless they're out for the season. T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, hold on to those guys. Yes, Jamar Chase is the top guy, but they still do have some value. I'm cutting Taylor Heinicke. I don't think he keeps the job when Fitzy is fully cleared. I'm cutting Njoku. It didn't work. I'm cutting Jonnu Smith. It hasn't worked. All right, here are the defenses. If you have these defenses, you do not need to add a defense. Don't worry about who's ranked highest. You're just trying to be in a good spot and hopefully score a touchdown. Arizona versus Houston, easy. Tampa versus Chicago, pick on Justin Fields. New England versus the Jets, pick on the rookie quarterback yet again in Zach Wilson. Rams versus Detroit, revenge game, I don't care, pick on it. And then Carolina as well this week. Now, if not, here's who we are going after. And if any of those defenses are out there, I'm picking them up first. But ready? New Orleans versus Seattle, picking on Geno. Denver versus Cleveland. Baker is banged up, or it could be Case Keenum. I do like, on the other side of that as well, Cleveland versus Denver. Green Bay versus Washington, if it's still Heinicke especially. The Raiders versus Philadelphia. Philly can't generate anything offensively. And Atlanta versus Miami. Tua may have put up some decent numbers last week, but it's still a bit of a mess there for the Miami offense. There's your streamers. You want the rankings, you want the list, ftnfantasy.com. I'm at Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Instagram, and I will catch you tomorrow for rankings, baby. All right, on the flip side, I'm Jeff Ratcliffe, and I'm out.